hours on One Love Radio and watch it live on Diamond TV. Stay informed, stay engaged, stay connected. One Love Radio, inspiring, touching, life-changing radio.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mombra Tailash. The headlines: trapped miners finally rescued. IPAC challenges UPND to deal with unruly cadres. In international news, WHO emergency supplies arrive in Bunia as Ebola death toll reaches 136. And in sports, Arsenal crowned Premier League champions after Man City slip up. And now the news in detail. Five miners who are trapped underground for 17 days at Matala Gold Mine in Nangoma Constituency in Mumbwa District have been rescued alive. The miners were trapped underground on May 3, 2026. Mines Permanent Secretary Hapenga Kabeta has confirmed the rescue of the miners. Dr. Kabeta says unconfirmed reports suggest that three other miners could still be underground, adding that investigations are continuing. He says the rescued miners are in stable condition and are undergoing medical examination at Mumbwa District Hospital. He further says the government is pleased that the rescue mission was successful and thanks the community and rescue teams for their support during the operation. President Hage Ndehizilema has warned that electoral lawlessness will not be tolerated in the country, saying all perpetrators, regardless of political affiliation or status, will face the full wrath of the law. He says his position on maintaining law and order remains firm and unchanged. President Hichilema says scenes circulating on social media showing individuals attempting to block lawful nomination processes are unacceptable, undemocratic, and a clear violation of the rule of law. He has since called on law enforcement agencies to move in swiftly and professionally to arrest those responsible, stressing that Zambia is governed by laws and not intimidation, violence, or mob action. This is according to a Facebook post on the president's official page, monitored by One Love Radio News. Now, earlier cadres, some in UPND regalia, tried to block Honorable Gary Nkombo from filing in his nomination at the Mazabuka Municipal Council. The Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, has challenged the UPND administration to deal with cadres seen in videos intimidating independent candidates filing in nominations. In a statement, IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma expressed concern over the disturbing behavior of certain cadres who have been blocking and intimidating individuals seeking to participate in the 2026 general elections as independent candidates. Mr. Ngoma says the conduct is not only unlawful, but also fundamentally undemocratic, as it undermines the very spirit of the Constitution and threatens the integrity of the electoral process. He has reminded that the Constitution of Zambia does not prohibit any citizen from standing as an independent candidate.
The scenes that unfolded in Mazabuka and Toma, where individuals suspected to be UPND cadres engaged in acts of intimidation and obstruction, paints a very negative picture of our democracy. Such behavior sends a long signal both to our friends, to our citizens, and to the international community. This is unacceptable in a country that prides itself on democratic governance and constitutional order. We therefore appeal to the leadership of the United Party for National Development, UPND, to take immediate and decisive action to address this thuggery behavior of its cadres. Leadership must be demonstrated not only in words, but in deeds. Allowing cadres to intimidate potential candidates is a betrayal of the democratic principles and risk eroding public trust in the ruling party's commitment to free and fair elections. We also call upon the Zambia Police Command to adhere strictly the directives of President Hakainde Hichilema, who has made it clear that anyone attempting to bring confusion or violence in the electoral process must be arrested. The police must act impartially without fear or favor.
The Mansa Municipal Council has announced the release of over 5.5 million kwacha under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund CDF grants component for Bahati and Mansa Central constituencies. A total of 276 groups and cooperatives have benefited from the program. The council says the funds have been approved by the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development through the Lwapula Provincial Local Government Office in line with the CDF Act No. 1 of 2024. Mansa Municipal Council Public Relations Officer John Norman Kashi says the supported projects include livestock rearing, maize production, village banking, agribusiness, gardening, milling, mobile communication business and tertiary supply business, among others. The council says the initiative is expected to improve household incomes, create jobs, reduce poverty, as well as strengthen local economic activities, especially among women and youth. The council has since urged beneficiaries to use the funds responsibly and encouraged other community members to form cooperatives to access future CDF opportunities, saying the program is aimed at promoting inclusive development and economic empowerment. An economist says prices of goods and services are likely to gradually reduce if macroeconomic indicators remain stable, but notes that it is unlikely for prices to return to previous levels. Speaking to One Love Radio News, economist Trevor Hambai says prices of goods and services cannot return to previous ranges due to inflation and the rising cost of doing business. Mr. Hambai notes that the impact of the recent economic improvements has not yet trickled down to the masses because the pace at which benefits are reaching consumers is slower than the rate at which the economy was previously worsening. He says the economy has recently shown signs of improvement as prices are no longer increasing at the same rate as before, adding that current prices of goods and services are now moving in line with macroeconomic indicators.
For the government to be able to think that the prices will come to the level where they want is a very difficult situation. Prices are determined by macroeconomic indicators. We have seen a reduction in that essence. The growth in the economy has not yet trickled down to the masses. So in essence, the benefits of the growth of the economy have not yet started to trickle down to the masses, because the rate at which they are falling, the benefits are coming, is still lower than the rate at which they grew. So in essence, yes, the economy has improved, but the trickle-down effect has not yet registered with the ordinary person because the cost of living is still high.
We now take a break.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and self-mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
International News. World Health Organization has stepped up emergency operations in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo after the country recorded 136 deaths and about 543 suspected Ebola cases, according to Health Minister Samuel Roger Kamba. Medical supplies and international experts are arriving in Bania as authorities battle the fast-spreading Wundibugyo strain, which currently has no approved vaccine or treatment. The WHO delivered 12 tons of emergency medical supplies to Bunia in Ituri province, the epicenter of the outbreak near the borders with Uganda and South Sudan. The shipment included personal protective equipment, infection prevention kits, tents and